Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. We successfully broke out of the hotel, and nobody knows we stole anything, so we're good.
And if you didn't hear last week's show, we're talking about Watergate. The challenge was Watergate-related.
Gate-related, anyway. I said, think of a six-letter word beginning with V that means assorted. If you add the word gate somewhere in the middle of this word, you'll get a synonym of the original word. What are the words?
Well, the words are varied and variegated.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ian, on May 24th, 1844, the message, What Hath God Wrought, was the first public telegram sent using the original version of Samuel Morse's code that he developed for the electric telegraph. That code, of course, we know today as Pig Latin. It's time to get out your Orphan Annie decoder pin because I brought some questions about other famous codes. All right, first up, what nine-letter word beginning with S is given to the system of coded communication via two flags held in different positions by the sender of the message?
Semaphore.
Yep, and they use different colored flags on land versus sea. And if I may put in a plug for what I think is one of the funniest things ever created, ever, there's a Monty Python sketch called The Semaphore Version of Wuthering Heights. It is hysterical. A sculpture called Kryptos features a four-part coded message, the last part of which remains one of the most famous unsolved codes. Appropriately, this sculpture is located on the grounds of what government agency?
I will guess the CIA.
Yeah, that's right. There's a large group of people trying to crack this fourth piece of the code. And if you've never seen the sculpture, it's basically a big curved piece of metal with letters, just rows and rows and rows of letters. And so they've cracked the first three pieces and they have no idea what to do with the fourth.
Well, time to get down to Langley, my friend.
I guess so. Commonly called the Hays Code, and in effect from 1930 to 1968, a set of guidelines named for its chief author, William H. Hays, governed the practices of what industry?
Filmmaking, movies.
Right, motion pictures. There are two sections to the Hays Code, the don'ts, which deal with things like profanity and nudity and drugs, and the other section, the be carefuls, which tells you how to deal with things like the flag or marriage or law enforcement officers.
The don'ts being all the fun stuff.
That's right. In June of 1974, the first product was scanned by using a UPC, a Universal Product Code. It was a pack of what product produced by the Wrigley Company?
Gum.
Yeah, chewing gum. Juicy Fruit, to be specific. And finally, the first U.S. president to be given a Secret Service code name was Harry S. Truman. What seven-letter word was used as his code name, which perhaps would have been more appropriate for Dwight Eisenhower?
General?
General, yes.
I was counting on my fingers.
I saw that. I saw the counting on the fingers, yes. Well, it's no secret. Ian sure knows his codes. He went 5 for 5 this week. Send a coded message to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can stop your HTML coding and surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Think of a six-letter word starting with E associated with a famous code-breaking event in history. Change one letter to an R and rearrange the result to get another word associated with that event. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get cracking that code, and we'll be back in these same seats next week.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.